Coming to you from the great USA, Indiana again, not up in the Rocky Mountains where we would certainly like to be, but we're here in Indiana and we're broadcasting once again, and we're happy to say that all lines are clear with our two police and military associations up there in Idaho County, Idaho, and our base here right now, substation, you might say, for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. We have our substation set up here in Wadesville, Indiana, and everything's working fine. Our emails are getting here. We're able to respond to police officers and soldiers from here and, of course, from up there, too. But things are working well, and we praise the Lord for that because, boy, it's bad when things don't go well, as they do once in a while. Sometimes we have poltergeists in the lines, it seems like. But things are getting through to us very well here, and we want to say thanks to our favorite Marine there in Little Rock, Drew Raines, for sending this over to her, to us, this bulletin here. There's been a very important judicial decision for atheists in the country. And it's awesome. It certainly is. In Florida, an atheist became incensed over the preparations for Easter and Passover holidays and decided to contact the local ACLU about the discrimination inflicted on atheists by the constant celebrations afforded to Christians. And the ACLU jumped on the opportunity to once again pick up the cause of the godless and assign their sharpest attorneys to the case. The case was brought before a very wise judge, there's a few of them out there, who after hearing and listening to the long, passionate presentation of ACLU lawyers, promptly banged down his gavel and declared case dismissed. Well, the lead ACLU lawyer immediately stood and objected to the ruling and said, "Your Honor, how can you possibly dismiss this case? Surely the Christians have Christmas, Easter, and many other observances." And we'll be right back to finish up this very important judicial decision for atheists when we return. Stay tuned.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, we're back here, folks, and we're thanking our favorite Marine, Drew Raines, for sending this over to us, the judicial decision for atheists here. The judge heard the whole case of the ACLU lawyers, and he declared the case dismissed, and the ACLU attorney went kind of crazy for a moment and said, "Your Honor, how can you possibly dismiss this case? Surely the Christians have Christmas, Easter, and many other observances, and the Jews. Why, they have Passover, and they have Yom Kippur and Hanukkah, and yet my client and all other atheists have no holiday, no such holiday, sir." The judge leaned forward in his chair and simply said, "Obviously, your client is too confused to know about, or for that matter, even celebrate the atheist holiday." Well, the ACLU attorney pondered that for a moment and then pompously said, "Sir, we are aware of no such holiday for atheists. Just when might that be, Your Honor?" The judge said, "Well, it comes the same time every year, exactly on the same date, April 1st. And we have a note from Drew here that says, "A fool says in his heart, there is no God." And that's from Psalms 14:1. And Drew goes on to close up and says, "Thank God he allowed his son Yeshua to come forth and provide evidence of how we believers should live. And he, the Messiah, chose to die on the cross for our sins." Semper Fi, Drew Raines, U.S. Marine Corps. Thank you, Brother Drew, for that bit of information. Yes, a judicial decision for atheists here. You know, when we were in law enforcement and we would come upon a death, and we came upon death all the time in the war zone of South Phoenix, and when an atheist would die, there was this joke going around that when a funeral was held, you'd have this joke that here's a guy all dressed up and nowhere to go, lying in the casket. Well, folks, evidently they have a holiday here, April 1st, for the atheist. So that case is settled. Is that right? Okay. Well, Pastor Donald Wildman, founder of the Chairman of American Family Association, has come out with a bit of news here for us. And it's probably not news to all of you now, but you probably already know NBC is promoting an anti-Christian program on their network. I mean, absolutely anti-Christian, demeaning to Christians, maligning Christians. And Pastor Don Wildman, who's the founder and chairman of American Family Association, has written a letter to NBC. And but before that, he explains what's going on there. And he says this. He says, NBC is promoting the network's mid-season replacement series, The Book of Daniel, with language that implies it is a serious drama about Christian people and Christian faith. The main character is Daniel Webster, a drug-addicted Episcopal priest whose wife depends heavily on midday martinis. She's a drunkard. Webster, the Episcopal priest, regularly sees and talks with a very unconventional white-robed bearded Jesus. So they're trying to show he's a wacko here. The Webster family is rounded out by a 23-year-old homosexual Republican son, a 16-year-old daughter who is a drug dealer, and a 16-year-old adopted son who's having sex with the bishop's daughter. At the office of the Episcopal priest, his lesbian secretary is sleeping with his sister-in-law. Network hype at NBC and mainstream media call this show edgy, challenging, and courageous. The hour-long limited drama series will debate January 6th with back-to-back episodes that will air on Friday nights. The writer of the series is a practicing homosexual. The homosexual son will be Network Primetime's only regular male homosexual character in a drama series. Please use the link below to send a letter to NBC Chairman Bob Wright. Next, please forward this to your family and friends today. Those at NBC responsible for this programming, consider it a good religious-oriented show typical of Christian families today. And so Donald has this set up at American Family Association, folks, that we can easily send a letter to NBC and also to the sponsors of the show and tell them how you feel. Now, this is the type of thing that is very easy to do, and we at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, participate in these type of things because it's the least we can do very easily, very quick. And if you don't have a computer at home, you can have a neighbor pull this up for you and do it within just a minute. And or a couple minutes anyway. And here is that website, folks. We hope that you will contact NBC. The letter, by the way, is already written for you, and I'll read the letter to you here. Here's the letter. It says, very short, it says, Dear Chairman Wright, this is the chairman of NBC. I am disappointed that NBC has decided to air the Book of Daniel. I hope that AFA, that's the American Family Association, will keep us posted, or it says here, I know that AFA will keep us posted on which companies desire to underwrite this program, the sponsors, in other words. We are told in Hebrew that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. obviously you don't believe that. It would be beneficial to all if NBC showed a little more respect for Christians who believe in the Bible. We are told in Hebrew, let's see. No, I already read that. It says here, I ask you to inform all NBC affiliates in writing, according to your testimony before the congressional hearing last year, that they are not required to air this program if they choose not to. And you have a place that you can sign that, and you can send it in immediately by just pushing the button at the bottom, folks, that shows you, I'm looking right down here, it says send the email. All right, and you put your name and address on there and send it in. And also, this will be going to, let me pull out this other information here, the name of the title of the person. It says here, your letter will be sent to NBC Chairman Bob Wright and Robert Lodice, President of the Association of National Advertisers. Quickly, this is a way to make your voice heard, folks, without too much effort. So I hope you'll do that. And here is the website to go and pull this up so that you can participate as we are here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. It's easy. It's actually short, a website that's short for a change, and that is www.afa, and that's American Family Association initials, www.afa.net, and that's it, www.afa.net. Yes, these are the type of things that we need to do all the time that we haven't been doing in this country, and the reason that these things are going on today, where Christians are being totally denigrated all the time. It is interesting, my wife and I yesterday, day before yesterday, we sat down to watch a little television after the news. We watched the news after my show, and an old John Wayne movie was on there. And it was really interesting, folks, to look back, you know, 40, 50 years ago, and see that Christians were handled totally different than they are today. If you see a Christian on television today, because the international crime families that control Hollywood hate Christians, absolutely hate Christians, and denigrate them all the time. You remember the Christian, or the movie about Christ that was written here and produced some years back about Christ being a homosexual. Now they have the Da Vinci Code out, and constantly Hollywood, that's been controlled ever since the very beginning by atheists, Zionists, communists, and they absolutely hate Christ. Used to years ago when the John Wayne movies and Hop Along Cassidy and all the movies were on there, the Christian preacher was always there and he was the best man in town and always saying something important or doing something important, and he was a good man. Now you can't find that. You find that they're very, very evil. They're deviants, they're crooks, they're axe murderers or whatever. Anytime there's a Christian to be portrayed, they're absolutely evil. And replacing them, there seems to be an organization that is loved by the atheist is the Catholic Church. You notice that. Anytime you see a Catholic priest, Catholic nun, they are the most wonderful people on the face of the earth. Interesting. Just something to think about. But anyway, folks, the reason that this change has been made, once again, you know why, I don't have to tell you that, because Christians have left the playing field. We've just taken our toys and gone home, and we've left this nation in the hands of the enemies of God and liberty. So by doing this simple thing of contacting American Family Association and pushing a few buttons there and sending this letter off to NBC and to the sponsor organizations is something we can do and we should do. Okay, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
To the Officer Jack McGlam program, and we want to take you to Bulgaria right now. We've been cruising the foreign press to find out what's happening in America, because that's the only place we find out actually what's going on behind the scenes. And what we're not being told is that there's more and more countries who's part of the coalition that are moving out over there in Iraq, leaving, splitting, just taking off, folks. They're tired, and they know that we're not over there for the reasons we said we were over there. Bulgaria is the latest one to withdraw. I talked to a military man. I've got to be careful how I say this now. I don't want to burn him, but last night I talked to a military man that is familiar with the Polish situation over in Iraq right now, and until recently, when a conservative government, these titles are really misleading. They call it a conservative government that just took over Poland and has reversed the previous, they call that the leftist administration's plan to pull troops out in early 2006. They're leaving, the Americans, and they're leaving the British. Pretty much it's going to only be the British and the Americans here very soon, folks, because the other nations are realizing that it's a scam. These puppet governments we're installing were not even there to set up a true democracy. We're setting up these international crime families, surrogate as the leadership, just like we did in Afghanistan. And so they're leaving. And so Poland was going to pull out by the end of, or the early part of 2006, all their troops. But now a government has taken over that's going to extend that till the end of 2006, so another 12 months. But Bulgaria is getting out. Four of Bulgaria's troops are going to stay in Iraq while the rest of the contingency have already left the country. A group of 130 soldiers have recently pulled out and are currently in Kuwait. It was announced Tuesday that was the third portion of Bulgarian soldiers returning home from Iraq. Now they're all gone before. The first group of 105 men returned to Sofia, Bulgaria, in December on December 20th, followed by a group of 118 3 days later. And the fourth remaining men will stay until the middle of January 6th in Diwania to take care of the equipment, or the four remaining men will stay there in Diwania. That's the way you say it, I believe, and they're going to take care of equipment. And Bulgaria, while they were in country there in Iraq, suffered 19 deaths, 13 military and 6 civilians since the beginning of the operation in 2003. Well, that's 19 deaths that were not Americans, folks, or were not British. We're sad about that, but they decided to get involved in this war for these international crime lords, so they lost some people over there. Parliament decided in May to withdraw the Bulgarian battalion, which was under Polish command before the end of the year. And so more of the same, folks. The coalition is leaving. And so there's no talk whatsoever about this, very, very little, that is, in the electronic or printed media in the United States, because the leftist media, whose choir boy is Bush, okay, regardless of how they hammer on him to make it look like there's a difference between the left and the right, and they're saying Bush is a conservative, which he's not. He's very liberal. But anyway, he's their boy, and so they're not about to tell about the coalition falling apart over there, at least not hit it very heavily. There's been a little talk about it, but this is news. This is really news when coalition partners are pulling out. They should be over there asking them, why are you leaving? What for? Well, because they don't want to tell you in the media why they're leaving. So they just ignore it. So once again, we go out of the country and have to go to the foreign press to find out what's happening to our troops and what's happening to the in the war over there for the internationalist elite. Well, I want to state to you once again that in our nation we have a number of conspiracies. We've said this a number of times, and my listening audience already knows this. And we're pretty good at understanding the various conspiracies of the international criminal elite that's taken over our nation. We talk about it, the economic conspiracy, controlling the monetary system of the United States, the economic system of the United States, the educational conspiracy set up to destroy the learning ability of our children, to dumb down our children, on and on. The political conspiracy that the Republican and Democratic parties are both the same, controlled by the same people. It's just a like a puppet show of one puppet punching the other puppet and the other puppet punching the other puppet, but the same puppet master's got a hold of both the puppets by the string. And so anyway, looks like we're on the bottom of the hour break. I'll be right back to finish my point here and then share with you another FBI creation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're talking about another FBI program, it seems. Now, this is news to us at our Police and Military Association, although we're aware of the program, but we were not aware until this moment. No one has ever told us it was created by the FBI. What are we talking about here? Well, I was talking about the various conspiracies in America that have been wildly successful, totally successful, matter of fact. And we beat ourselves on the chest and think we're pretty sharp knowing all about the conspiracies to control the monetary system, the schools, the politics, and all that. And just within the last few years, we've been studying the number one biggest, most powerful, and most important conspiracy for the destruction of America, and that is the religious conspiracy, the spiritual conspiracy. And another part of it is this holiday called Kwanzaa. Now, at our two police and military associations, we know the history of Kwanzaa, at least we thought we did, and we know the evil man, Ron Karenga, that created Kwanzaa. And we've known because of our studies of British communist, American communist, that their goals way back in the early 1900s was to come into America and destroy Christianity, okay? And they would take the American Indians who were being taught by missionaries to love the Lord Jesus Christ, and they would get them back in under their roots and get them beating on drums again and worshiping these the shamanism system, the pagan system that they were under before they accept Jesus Christ. And they would get into the black communities who were almost 100% at that time Christian in America. And I mean Southern Baptists and really hardline Christian organizations way back in the early 1900s. And they would destroy that by getting them back to their roots and getting them beating on drums again and worshiping demon spirits and so forth. And they've been highly successful. And one of the programs that was created by a man named Ron Karenga, a.k.a. Dr. Mulana Karenga, was a program called Kwanzaa, to take the blacks in America, our dear fellow American black, they call them African Americans, they call them blacks and so forth, who, before this program started to destroy the spirituality of the blacks in America, as I've told you before, when I grew up in Washington, D.C., I was born there, grew up with blacks, and then in Virginia also, in Arlington, Virginia, in my youth, every family, black community member was, almost all of them were very spiritual, went to church every Sunday, and even during the week at times, and took their children with them. Every father was in the home, except the ones that had been killed in the wars, who had gone to war to fight these internationalist wars that America has fought in. Yeah, but otherwise, the families were complete, and so the program was to destroy the love of Christ in the black community, and a Kwanzaa program was started. Now, Ann Coulter, who's an establishment talking head, I know Ann Coulter. I've met her several times before, and she is a Republican promoter. You know, she's a hardcore Republican, and anything Bush does is seems to be just fine. And so when we receive this report, it does make us wonder, because this is from Ann Coulter now. And she says something that we had not heard before, but it could very well be true, and we're going to check it out. But she says the FBI created the holiday Kwanzaa. Now, she posted this on December 28, 2005. And it says here, President Bush's 2005 Kwanzaa message began with the patently absurd statement. Now, that's really something for Ann Coulter to say about our president, that he made a patently absurd statement. I've never heard her talk like this before. But she says the president said, African Americans and people around the world reflect on African heritage during Kwanzaa. Well, Ann Coulter says the truth. She says, I believe more African Americans spend this season, Christmas season, reflecting on the birth of Christ than some phony, baloney, non-Christian holiday invented a few decades ago by an FBI stooge. Kwanzaa is a holiday for white liberals, not blacks, Ann Coulter says. Whoa, this is incredible. It is a fact that Kwanzaa was invented in 1966 by a black radical FBI stooge, Ron Karenga. Karenga was the founder of United Slaves, a violent nationalist rival of the Black Panthers and a dupe of the FBI. In what was probably ultimately a foolish gamble during the madness of the 60s, the FBI encouraged the most extreme black nationalist organizations in order to discredit and split the left. The more preposterous the organization, the better. Karenga's United I just lost my place here. Karanga's United Slaves was perfect in the annals of American 60s. Karanga was the father, Gippon, stooge of the Czarist police. Boy, despite modern perceptions that blend all the black activists in the 60s, the Black Panthers did not hate whites. They did not seek armed revolution. Those were the precepts of Karanga's United Slaves. United Slaves were proto-fascists walking around in dashikis, gunning down Black Panthers and adopting invented African names. That was the big help of the black community. How many boys named Jamal currently sit on death row today? When Karanga was a willing, whether Karanga was a willing dupe or just a dupe remains unclear. Curiously, in the 1995 interview with Ethnic Newswatch, Karanga matter-of-factly explained that the forces out to get O.J. Simpson for the framed murder of two whites. This is incredible. Framed, whoops, wait a minute here, boy. I just lost my screen, doggone it. I don't know how I did that. How did I do that, folks? Hold on just a minute here. I'll get that right back, I hope. Very interesting, folks. We're always researching and always learning something new here. And this is exciting coming from Ann Coulter because this isn't like her. Okay? She says here, he says in an interview, curiously in a 1995 interview with Ethnic News Watch, Karanga matter-of-factly explained that the forces out to get O.J. Simpson for the framed murder of two whites included the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, Interpol, the Chicago Police Department, and so on. Karanga should know about FBI infiltration. He further noted that the evidence against O.J. was not strong enough to prohibit or eliminate unreasonable doubt, an interesting standard of proof. In the category of the gentleman doth protest too much back in the 1970s, Karanga was quick to criticize rumors that black radicals were government-supported. When Nicaraguan newspapers, that's not Nicaragua, that's Nigerian. Okay, when Nigerian newspapers claimed that some American black radicals were CIA operatives, Karanga publicly denounced the idea, saying Africans must stop generalizing about the loyalties and motives of African Americans, including the widespread suspicion of black Americans being CIA agents. Now we know that the FBI fueled the bloody rivalry between the Panthers and the United Slaves. In one barbarous outburst, Karanga's United Slaves shot to death Black Panthers' Al Bunchy Carter and Deputy Minister John Huggins on the UCLA campus. Karanga himself served time, a useful stepping stone for his current position as the Black Studies professor at California State University at Long Beach. Incredible, folks. Don't you want to know who your professors are? Wouldn't you be surprised about some of them? Kwanzaa itself is a lunatic blend of 60s rhetoric, black racism, and Marxism. Indeed, the seven principles of Kwanzaa praise collectivism in every possible arena of life, economics, work, personality, even litter removal. Everyone should strive to improve the community and make it more beautiful. It takes a village to raise a police snitch. When Karanga was asked to distinguish Kwadi, the philosophy underlining Kwanzaa from classical Marxism, he essentially explained that under Kwadi, we hate whites. While taking the best of early Chinese and Cuban socialism, which one assumes would exclude the forced abortions, imprisonment of homosexuals, and forced labor, Kwadi practitioners, believe one's racial identity determines life conditions, life chances, and self-understanding. there's an inclusive philosophy for you. Yes, coincidentally, the seven principles of Kwanzaa, folks, are the very same seven principles of the Sibianese Liberation Army, another charming invention of the least great generation. In 1974, Patricia Hearst kidnapped victim Kum SLA revolutionary, posed next to a banner of her accused captors, a seven-headed cobra. Each snakehead stood for one of the Sibianese Liberation Army's revolutionary principles. Man, I can't read those. But the same seven principles are in Kwanzaa. Now, I didn't know that. With his Kwanzaa greeting, President Bush is saluting the intellectual sibling of the Sibianese Liberation Army, killer of housewives and police. He is saluting the founder of United Slaves, who were such lunatics that they shot panthers for not being sufficiently insane, all with the FBI as their covert ally. It's as if David Duke invented a holiday called Anglica, and the President of the United States issued a presidential proclamation honoring the sympathetic holiday. People might well stand up and take notice if that happened, right? Yes, I think so. Okay. So Kwanzaa was the result of a 60s psychosis grafted on the black community. Liberals have become so mesmerized by multicultural nonsense that they have forgotten the real history of Kwanzaa and Karenga's United Slaves. The violence, the Marxism, the insanity. Most absurdly, for leftists anyway, is that they have forgotten the FBI's tactic, tacit encouragement of this murderous black nationalist cult founded by the father of Kwanzaa. Now the holiday, concocted by an FBI dupe, is honored as a presidential proclamation in public schools across the nation. Bush called Kwanzaa a holiday that promotes unity and faith. Faith in what? Says Ann Coulter. Liberals' unbounded capacity to respect any faith but Christianity? A movement that started approximately 2,000 years before Kwanzaa leaps well beyond merely unity and faith to proclaim that we are all equal before God. There is neither Jew nor Greek, free, slave nor free, male or female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ, Galatians 3:28. It was practitioners of that faith who were at the forefront of the abolitionists, the civil rights movement. But that's all washed down the memory hole because of the true origins of Kwanzaa. That's Ann Coulter. That is Ann Coulter, and I'm very surprised. My goodness gracious. That little girl can surprise you all the time. But, folks, it is a serious matter for our black brothers and sisters in America today. I've done almost whole programs on this, that the blacks have been destroyed on purpose. The international crime families that bring the majority of the drugs into the United States chose the black community to pump the drugs into little black babies' veins and black children's veins to cause the crime epidemic in the certain communities and scare the majority whites into allowing the government to restrict our freedoms and to build bigger and better government and this jail prison industry up to where it is today. We have more people in prison than anywhere in the world today. And so, anyway, we have to continue to reach and study and reach to try to find out how this religious conspiracy is taking place among us today, folks, because it is the most serious. And that's why we have been criticized at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter by some of our old readership that for years and years read us. We wrote about the other conspiracies, you know, the monetary, the political, and all that, and we still do today, but that our focus has changed more and more towards exposing this religious conspiracy that is consuming the nation. The Baptists are involved in this religious conspiracy. The Lutherans, the Methodists, the Mormons, the Catholics, the Jews. We could go on and on. The Muslims are all involved in this thing, and we don't even understand it. We don't even know all the tentacles that have caused the mainline religions of the world to lead us under this Antichrist world religion system that's being set up today. And we need to understand it. So when these things come up, I hope that you understand it is important for our police and military association to track the enemies of God and liberty wherever they are and expose them. Because we certainly know that they're in everything. They're inside the camp, and they're in control of much in our world today. And we have to understand every way that they're attacking us so that we can defend against those attacks. So we'll be right back after this break, and we'll close out the program.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Out tonight, I want to thank John Stadtmiller for having Stan Solomon on the program tonight before my program. I was sitting here at my computer and I listened to his show while I'm getting ready for my show. And wow, this fuel mule is something that my wife and I would like to avail ourselves of as soon as we have the finances to do it. Because, man, I'll tell you, that gas is going up, folks. It's going to be going up more and more. It's bad enough right now, but stay tuned. It's just the beginning. So thanks, John, for having Stan on, and we'll be calling him as soon as we get enough funds together to try out that Fuel Mule. Yeah, FuelMule.com I wrote down. So we'll be getting a hold of Stan and trying to work out something with him there as soon as we can. But I hope all of you will do that, too, because the more money that's in our pockets, the more that we can spend for things really important in our lives. And so I hope that everybody will call Stan and get the good deal, too, the discount right now, and save on the shipping charges for that very important invention. Folks, if you'd like to communicate with a pastor in America who knows all about this religious conspiracy, knows it inside and out, I want to share something with you, a way for you to hear from a pastor that is outside government control. He's not a government pastor. He doesn't have a government church. He's not a 501c3. He is not a state incorporation. Which means you're government owned, if you are one of those things, and you're a government pastor. And I'm talking, of course, about Pastor John Weaver, all right? And I want to tell you how to get a hold of him in Fitzgerald, Georgia, give you his address, and tell you to call him, write to him, and ask him to put you on his tape ministry. Now, every week, almost every week, we get his tape from his congregation where he preaches. And he preaches all about the things we talk about from the pulpit. And he preaches the whole Word of God according to the way pastors used to preach way back at the Revolutionary War time before government came into control of the churches and threatens pastors today for preaching about things that are not politically correct and the government doesn't want to the people to know about. So here's an address for you if you want to hear from a pastor that is completely in the Word of God and preaches every single bit of the Word of God and not just 30%, as most of the Christian government pastors today are allowed to preach, only 30% of the Holy Scriptures today in these government churches. Write to Freedom Baptist Church, Freedom Baptist Church, and that's Post Office Box 394. Fitzgerald, 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 Georgia, 31750. Okay, that's Freedom Baptist Church, Post Office Box 394, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. Now, Pastor John Weaver will not ask you any money to be on his tape ministry. But believe me, when you hear some of his tapes of him speaking the whole Word of God and explaining it to people from the pulpit, you're going to be excited and want to send donations to him for his tape ministry, because he won't ask you for any money. He'll just send it to you. But of course, it costs money, as you know, to produce such things. So that'll help you have a pastor in America that is actually in tune with all the conspiracies. He knows about all of them and speaks about the religious spiritual conspiracy in America today better than anyone I've ever heard. So, well, that's it for tonight, folks. Good to have you with us. We'll be back with you tomorrow night, God willing. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good evening.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.